Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The lawyer for former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi told a federal appeals court panel today that DeMasi's political corruption convictions should be overturned. Much of the legal argument focused on jury instructions given during DeMasi's trial. WBUR's Deborah Becker was in the federal courthouse today and joins us to talk about the hearing. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Sasha.
Deb, was DeMasi himself in court today?
No. DeMasi was not there. His wife and stepdaughter, though, they were there. They sat in the front row of a very crowded courtroom, and seating was limited. If you didn't get there early, you were directed to an overflow area to listen in. There were some high-profile Boston-area lawyers watching the proceedings. I didn't notice any state lawmakers, though. And there was likely increased interest, Sasha, because one of the three judges hearing the arguments was retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice David Souter, who at times sits in on this panel to hear appeals.
That's right. Could you give us a summary of the grounds on which DeMasi's lawyers say his conviction should be overturned?
Okay, it's pretty dense, but I'll try my best. Essentially, what they're saying here is that jury instructions were not appropriate. Essentially, they say that after the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case of former Enron executive Jeffrey Skilling, that the high court said there must be clear evidence of a bribery agreement for federal bribery laws to apply. So the lawyer said today that there was no evidence of any formal agreement that the $65,000 that was funneled to DeMasi through his law partner was a payment for any type of favorable legislative action for a software contract with the company Cognos. So no agreement, they say, means there were no federal bribery laws violated here. And one of the spectators in court today, Sasha, was David Frank. He's with Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly. He says it's likely that this case and this whole issue of the Skilling case before the U.S. Supreme Court will have significant, possibly nationwide, implications.
Really, the issue here is that the Supreme Court, in the Skilling decision, changed the law and really redefined what is and what is not a bribe or a kickback. And so the question that this case raises for one of the first times in the country is, how do you instruct a jury under that new law?
Another aspect of jury instructions brought up today, Sasha, was state versus federal law. And this was interesting as well. DeMasi's lawyer, Tom Kiley, said it is not a violation of state conflict of interest laws to practice law and to be a state lawmaker at the same time. He says because the judge did not give full instructions about what's permitted under state law and the fact that legislative exemptions allow salary augmentation for state lawmakers, the jury didn't have the full picture as to what may or may not have been illegal activity on the part of DeMasi.
And Deb, to clarify, what did DeMasi's lawyers say the $65,000 was for?
Well, they say that the payment was made to DeMasi's law partner, and there are a variety of reasons why lawyers are paid, but that payment was made according to a Cognos software salesman in the hopes to gain favor with the speaker. And that's the crux of the argument. They say it was a hope. There was no formal agreement. There was nothing specifically promised. And you can't specifically tie the timing of that payment to the action on the contract.
But the company did get the contract.
The company did get the contract.
The U.S. Attorney's Office brought this case against DeMasi. Did it have any comment today?
Yes. Assistant U.S. Attorney John Romano got up today as well and spoke before the panel. He said, first of all, there's nothing in state law, according to him, that, quote, authorizes bribery or extortion. He also said that jurors were properly instructed throughout the DeMasi trial on the definition of bribery and also on what's known as quid pro quo, which means I give you something, you give me something. He said there was clarity throughout on all jury instructions. And he asked the panel today to allow the original verdict against DeMasi and McDonough to stand.
There have been questions about whether DeMasi's lawyers will challenge his 8-year prison sentence and also about whether he's getting appropriate treatment in prison because he has tongue cancer.
And that's right. And all DeMasi's lawyer would say after today's hearing, Sasha, is that DeMasi remains incarcerated in North Carolina, in federal prison there. He was moved there to get cancer treatment, and his lawyer says he is undergoing treatment.
So after today's hearing, what happens from here?
The justices took it under advisement today. It's not clear when they might issue a ruling, but many legal observers say that because DeMasi and McDonough are incarcerated, it will probably come sooner rather than later.
That's WBUR's Deborah Becker. Deb, thank you.
Thank you.